Imagine standing at Einstein's desk, staring at his unfinished notebook containing the most ambitious intellectual pursuit in history, a single equation, just 1 inch long, that could unite all cosmic forces and potentially allow us to read the mind of God. This quest for a unified theory captivated 8-year-old Michio Kaku when he saw a newspaper photo of Einstein's desk, igniting a lifelong passion. Each time scientists have unraveled a fundamental force, civilization has transformed dramatically. Newton's laws enabled the Industrial Revolution, while quantum theory gave us the high-tech revolution. A unified theory might finally answer our deepest questions about black holes, time travel, higher dimensions, and the very fabric of reality itself. The implications are staggering. String theory, the leading contender for this unified theory, suggests that everything in the universe, from electrons to stars, consists of tiny vibrating strings. Like different notes on a violin create different sounds, different vibration patterns create different particles. This elegant concept has the potential to explain the entire cosmos through a single principle, just as Einstein dreamed. But the journey to this understanding has been long and winding, filled with brilliant insights, false starts, and unexpected revelations about the nature of reality. Our cosmic understanding began with the Greeks. While Aristotle proposed four elements, two revolutionary concepts emerged. Democritus's atomic theory, suggesting matter consisted of invisible particles, and Pythagoras's discovery that mathematics could explain natural phenomena, especially musical vibrations. These insights, that nature comprises fundamental particles and follows mathematical laws, became physics' foundation, though largely forgotten in the Dark Ages. The Renaissance revived scientific inquiry through Kepler's mathematical analysis of planetary motion and Galileo's telescopic observations that challenged church doctrine. Then came Newton, who at age 23 developed universal laws of motion while Cambridge was closed due to plague. His insight connecting falling apples to the moon's motion led to Principia, which unified cosmic motion through the concept of forces, measurable pushes and pulls explaining all movement. Newton's laws possessed powerful symmetry, remaining unchanged during rotation and explaining Earth's spherical shape. This symmetry concept became crucial for unifying nature's forces. His laws received stunning validation when mathematics predicted Neptune's location before telescopic confirmation, a triumph of calculation over observation. Michael Faraday, despite his lack of formal education, discovered that moving magnets in wire hoops generates electricity, while moving electric fields create magnetic ones. This breakthrough launched the electric age and introduced the concept of fields, lines of force spread through space. James Clerk Maxwell translated these findings into mathematical equations, showing that changing electric fields create magnetic fields in an endless cycle, producing waves that travel at light speed. His revolutionary insight was that light itself was an electromagnetic wave. Maxwell's equations became foundational to modern electronics. Heinrich Hertz later proved these waves existed by generating wireless signals, paving the way for radio. The electromagnetic spectrum showed that visible light represents just a fraction of possible wavelengths. By 1900, Newton's and Maxwell's equations seemed to provide a complete theory of everything, leading some scientists to declare the end of science. They didn't realize these theories were incompatible, a contradiction that would be resolved by young Albert Einstein, born the same year Maxwell died. A teenage Einstein's question, "Can you outrace a light beam?" would later spark his theory of relativity. After early career struggles, he pondered this question while working as a patent clerk in Bern. Einstein discovered that Maxwell's equations contradicted Newton's laws. Light speed remained constant regardless of the observer's motion. While riding a train, he realized this meant space and time must distort to maintain light's constant speed, leading to his special relativity theory, where time slows and objects compress at high velocities. His famous equation, E equals mc squared, unified matter and energy, explaining the sun's power through converting hydrogen mass to energy. Einstein's equations revealed an elegant symmetry between space and time. His theory of general relativity reimagined gravity. Rather than pulling objects, massive bodies warp space-time, like a heavy ball creating a depression in a mattress. Arthur Eddington confirmed this theory during the 1919 eclipse by observing light bending around the sun, precisely as Einstein predicted. Max Planck's 1900 discovery that energy comes in discrete packets called quanta marked quantum theory's beginning. This revelation came from studying why hot objects emit specific colors, leading to his fundamental constant, H. The double slit experiment revealed electrons' wave-like nature. When fired through two slits, each electron appeared to pass through both simultaneously, creating interference patterns that defied classical physics. Quantum mechanics explained atomic structure through Schrödinger's equation, showing electrons exist as waves around the nucleus. Only certain wavelengths form stable patterns, explaining why electrons occupy specific shells at distinct distances. Max Born proposed these waves represent probability distributions for finding electrons, not physical waves. This probabilistic nature, formalized in Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, meant precise position and velocity couldn't be known simultaneously, an interpretation that troubled many physicists, including Schrödinger himself. Modern physics stands divided between Einstein's gravity theory and quantum theory. The quest to unify these pillars drives today's theoretical revolution. String theory emerged in 1968 when physicists found an 18th century formula describing particle behavior matched string interactions. This revealed that all particles, electrons, quarks, and photons, are simply different vibrations of tiny strings, like notes on a cosmic instrument. The theory's most striking feature is how gravity emerges naturally from string vibrations, suggesting Einstein's entire theory could have been derived from string properties. Remarkably, the mathematics requires exactly 10 dimensions to work. In 1995, Edward Witten unified 5 versions of string theory into M theory, an 11-dimensional framework based on membranes, revealing unexpected connections between different physical phenomena. While string theory's mathematical elegance is compelling, critics highlight its untestability. Direct verification would require technology far beyond our current capabilities. Yet proponents suggest evidence might lie in dark matter and dark energy, which make up 95% of our universe. The quest for a unified field theory transcends mathematics. It seeks fundamental truths about existence. That all physical laws can be captured through Einstein's relativity and the Standard Model hints at a deeper cosmic order. While a theory of everything won't reveal life's meaning directly, it may bridge conflicting views of existence. Multiverse theory suggests our universe began as a three-dimensional bubble within an eternal higher-dimensional framework, uniting the concepts of creation and eternal existence. The search aims to uncover the universe's fundamental symmetry. The beauty we observe reflects fragments of creation's original symmetry shattered at the Big Bang. Like two-dimensional beings trying to grasp the third dimension, perhaps the solution lies in connecting gravity and quantum theory through unseen dimensions, revealing the cosmic harmony Einstein pursued.